life too, who is that give God praise and magnify him, who is worthy. I was sitting there running my mouth and chewed up some of my time, so thank God for being here this morning. We give God praise for everything. I want to go right into the prayer list from last week because I'm making a lot of prayers this morning. Amen. So I want to know, Melissa Gardella, praise report, mom has been healed from the COVID. Melissa's still needs prayer. Amen. So let us know how your mom is doing. Let us know how she's doing. I want to know, Asia, I want to know if we hear from the young lady that the five kids.
And
Ivy.
Ida
Joe. She's the one that had children with
scabies.
Because we have.
Someone who wants a blessing.
For real. So you need to contact. If you don't have an email, phone number, or anything on you, or we would have contacted you almost 2 weeks ago, right? Amen. So we want. They want to bless you. So please contact us. Hit us up. Hit us up or email me. s4ctruths@aol.com so we can reach you, so we can get this thing going, so you can, you and your household can be blessed. Amen.
Amen.
Prayer for husband and I and daughter Heather and the Lord and their partners. Amen. Amen. I want to know about LJ's 17-year-old daughter, because she wants her daughter to come back to Christ, and so do I. I have some materials.
That's okay, Pastor.
Thank you.
Continue.
I have materials that I can send you. Do you think they heard me?
Pretty sure.
Okay. I have materials that I can send you for your daughter, but I need you to contact me and let us know. That was, thank you. That was LJ. Asher's prayer request for freedom. And for Asher.
Just say Asher.
Asher T. Amen. Want freedom from bondage and sin. I want you to have that too. So I have some stuff I want to share with you, so I need you to contact us, okay? Connie's prayer. Dad Gerald for Salvation had a heart attack this morning. If Connie, you contacted us last week about, I believe it was your dad who had a heart attack this morning. Gerald, I need you to contact us and let us know what's going on. Did I say that right?
Just Connie. Connie's praying for her dad. So you want Connie to contact
us? I need Connie to contact us.
Yes.
Because we want to hear about your dad, and we want to pray for, and make sure that he knows who Christ is. Amen. Uncle.
We've been praying for him all week.
For Uncle Tony all week. Amen. Oh, yeah.
We've been praying for all week.
Amen. So we have not forgotten you. Amen. And there's still Linda F. And then our one from Tennessee, and from Linda Fox. Amen. And from Susanna, regarding your son Charles. Let us know if Charles is still in the hospital. Let us know what's going on with Charles, Susanna. Let us know if he's still in the hospital. Kathy and her three, and regarding your three grandchildren, and she wants her daughter's heart to be softened towards her grandchildren, because she's not letting her grandchildren see her since she's talking to her about Christ. So we want to keep us in the loop with that. And lastly, I think, because there's a lot more. Lindsay and baby Tucker. Lindsay also suffered. Oh, she's the one that was 34 weeks pregnant, had the baby, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so we're still praying for Lindsay, for her mental situation and all the things that are going on. We're still praying. Amen? So I wanted to help you to understand. And in Nazario?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, praying for mother. Sister Abigail, mother and her sister Abigail. So about the severe migraines and the vertigo. So we're still praying. We've been praying and we're still praying. I need you to keep us in the loop as to what's happening and what's going on. Don't think we're not praying, because we are. And I have something for sinners. If you know you are not in Christ, for the sinners and for the lukewarm, if you know you're not in Christ, and you know whether you're active in Christ or not. You know, nobody has to come up and tell you. You know whether or not you have a working relationship with Christ, because you know what you are when you're not here. You know how you are when the lights are out. You know how you are when nobody from the church is around you. You know how you are. So you know whether or not you have a relationship or not with Christ. For those of you that are aware that your relationship with Christ is not what it should be, or you know you are just a flat-out sinner, I need you to remember this. You cannot hide from and you cannot outrun God. You cannot get away from the almighty, all-seeing, all-knowing God. It is impossible. And just because you don't have church people looking over your back to make sure that you're doing what you should be doing, it does not mean that God is not looking over your back, seeing what if you're doing what you should and shouldn't be doing.
Amen.
You have a beautiful opportunity to get in Christ if you're not in Christ, to get back in Christ if you've left Christ, and to stay in Christ if you're in Christ. This is a golden opportunity. The Bible said tomorrow's not promised. You may never see another opportunity like this again. While you have a chance, you need to make sure that you are walking and relating to Christ according to God's will for your life, because you cannot go back and undo yesterday.
Amen.
You cannot go back into last night and change anything. You can't even go back 10 minutes. You cannot change what has already been done. Amen?
Amen.
You are going to have to give an account. We all have to give an account for our life while we're here. Whether it's a long life, short life, or anything in between, we're going to have to give an account for this life. Everything we say, everything we do, every thought we make, all the things that we do and the things that we don't do, the things that we know we're responsible for and the things that we know we shouldn't be doing. We are responsible, and God is going to hold us accountable for everything.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
That makes sense, right? And sometimes it's easy for believers to forget that God is still watching. Sometimes it's easy for people to forget that God is still paying attention. God is paying attention to his creation. We are his creation. God is paying attention. Don't think for a moment that you are going to be able to get away with anything, because the all-seeing God sees everything. And there is nothing that you can hide from God. Everything is exposed to God. Good morning, Pastor Drea. Everything is exposed to God. There is nothing that is not exposed to God. Your every thought, your every movement, everything is open to God. Who are you hiding from? You cannot hide from our God. You cannot. And so rather than waste time trying to hide from God, you are already exposed. Give in to God. If you're not in God, get to God. If you're dangling on the fence, hop over the fence to God's side.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
It just don't make sense to take all this beautiful time that we now have, all of the grace that God is now giving us, and to waste it pretending that you're hiding from God.
Amen.
He asked Adam, where are you? Where is my relationship that we once had? It's not, where are you? Adam, I can't see you. Are you under that fig leaf? No. What happened to our relationship? Where are you? Why are you not still in my presence? Where are you? Why are you not still ministering with me? Where are you? He was asking Adam, what happened? You're not where you once was.
Yeah.
We were walking together as one, and now I look and you're not where we were. Where are you, Adam? God is asking, where are you?
Yes.
We were once walking together, and now you're not here. Where are you? Amen.
Amen.
All right, Pastor, go ahead.
We have a list.
We have a list. First of all, before the list, Come here, Pastor. Come on. Ooh. Come here, because you do it to everybody. So it's your turn.
We didn't even talk about
it. Amen. Come here. One, two, three. Happy birthday to you.
Happy
birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. you. Come on, Pastor, come on. Happy birthday! Woo! Happy birthday, Pastor.
More fun when I do it to someone.
Happy birthday, Pastor Dre. God bless you. Amen. I thought we sneak it in there. Did we get it? Amen. All right. Okay, now we finally got her. We got her. All right, Pastor, tell me about this. Was that a good one?
That was awesome. And we got it on tape.
Amen. Good. We can play it over and over and over. Amen.
So we have quite a list. So I want to go.
Okay,
through.
Go okay, ahead, baby.
So
go
our
ahead.
First one. Well, our first five or something like that is from Warhammer.
Uh-huh.
One at a time.
Okay.
Pray for Susan. She suffered a stroke and passed out.
Oh.
And was in a coma. Came out on May 15th.
Wow.
She was taken off of the ventilator on the 18th. They tested her, and there were no brain issues visible. So it
That's
says, so
Susan.
There was no stroke. Her lungs were clear, and then they released her. Then on the 20th, she got really tired and sleepy and laid back and went to sleep, dreaming of being with Mildred. I believe this is a family member.
Mm-hmm.
Talking and playing. So she had music with about Mildred and her grandparents and her parents.
Mm-hmm.
She woke up in terrible pain in her throat. And was trying to tell the nurse, I'm here. So this is when she was still in a coma.
Mm-hmm.
She had this dream, and the ventilator was causing issues in her throat,
mm-hmm.
but she was trying to talk to the nurse while she was intubated.
Right.
And she said they tied her hands and sedated her. She did not know until she got home Tuesday that her son had heard from Mildred and had heard from Mildred and called her.
Oh, wow.
But Mildred went to be with the Lord on the 23rd. So this is kind of confusing.
Mm-hmm.
But the son heard Mildred call her name and found her unconscious, but Mildred went to be with the Lord. So the son heard this,
mm-hmm.
and I guess in his dreams, and found Susan unconscious. Heard Mildred call Susan and found Susan
in his dreams.
Conscious. Mildred went to be with the Lord back in February.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Wow, Jock, you can push some of that stuff back so we, okay. Wow. 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 Okay. So we're praying for
Susan.
Warhammer, first of all, thank you for keeping us part of what's going on. Thank you. And we're praying for you also. Well, Susan, right?
Susan.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you because you are worthy of all praises and all righteousness. Father, we know that you are the great King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There is none like you, nor could there ever be. You are the one that flung the stars into the skies. You spoke and it was. You are the only true and living God. I know you can bless Mildred.
Susan.
I know you can speak to Susan.
Yeah.
You can speak to her mind. You can speak to her body. You can speak to her will. Father, you can balance things for her. Whatever is necessary, whatever is needed for not just Susan, but for Warhammer and for Susan's family and Warhammer's family, you are able to balance things out. You are able to fix things according to your will for their lives. You are the great creator. You are the one. We're asking for healing and deliverance. We're asking, Lord, that you would move the mountains, that you would create a peaceful place for them to be servants of the Almighty God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Wow.
The next one is regarding Pablo.
Uh-huh.
He had the neck surgery.
Uh-huh. I remember.
This is from Warhammer as well.
Okay.
He told Myra to thank all of those who had been. He's back home, and he's trying to get back into physical therapy,
mm-hmm.
and he wants to be able to go to Florida to be with Myra.
Amen. Amen. We want to keep, what's his name again?
Pablo.
Father, we bless you for moving in Pablo's body,
yes.
and his mind and his spirit. We thank you, Lord, for him giving you praise for what you have done in his walk.
Yes.
Father, we're asking for continued healing and deliverance. If therapy is what he needs, provide a place for him so that he will receive what he needs, because you are the true and living God, and that his walk will be a testimony for somebody else to come and or to stay with Christ.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Now, this one is a journey we walked through this week.
Yeah.
Kate's two nephews that were in Israel.
Yes, tell us about that.
So the twins, 19 years old.
Okay, now let's give the audience a scenario.
I'm getting ready to.
Oh, okay. Well, come on up here.
They're twins, 19 years old. Mm-hmm. They went to Israel, and they got held in their hotel in Tel Aviv because of all the bombing and things that was happening. They moved them from their hotel to a safer place out in the desert, and so they didn't know what was going to happen. They say safer, but when you're unfamiliar with that place, who knows, right? Mm-hmm. And there were missiles being fired over their head while this is going on. Well, on the 18th, they got on a plane headed home.
Yes.
And then on the 19th, the Eagles landed.
All right. Amen. Amen. So the children are back from Israel.
Yes.
I'm telling you,
they are very thankful for all the prayers that's gone up.
Amen. That was something. Who sent us that prayer request?
It came from Warhammer.
Warhammer. Amen.
On the behalf of her friend Kate and her nephew.
Yeah.
The boys are extremely grateful for the prayer and all the support.
Yes.
Helped them get home safely this week.
Yeah. I'm telling you, you don't really know how much you love Jesus till people start shooting at you. you're gonna find out how much Jesus you really have when people start trying to blow you off the map. You're gonna know if you really, because if you didn't, you probably will when it's all over.
Amen.
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 They're bombs, and they were trying to wipe Israel off the map. Let me tell you something. Israel has an iron dome. They call it Iron Dome, where they shoot them. I read one thing, I think Karen Fox in it. They wanted a ceasefire, Hamas and all those, because they said the Iron Dome was too good. And I'm like, well, you trying to kill them. What you mean it's too good? Well, it's working perfectly. God's got his hand on Israel. Nobody is going to destroy Israel. God is going to protect them. They have some of the most sophisticated technology on the planet. For a country that's been here 73 years, they have more technology than countries that have been here for hundreds of years. Amen. That's nothing but God. They came back to a desert land where nobody wanted it, where nothing would grow, water wasn't plentiful, until a place where it's just a paradise. And now everybody wants some. God's got Israel covered. Yeah. Now, if God can protect a nation of Israel, everybody, every nation on earth wants to destroy. Mm-hmm. He can't pay you a light bill?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Hello. He can't fix a flat tire, but he can fling the stars in the sky, but he can't.
Can I add something?
Well, you can add it.
It's been on my heart for the past couple of weeks, and I know we are praying for Israel. We continue. That's our prayer as a ministry.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I want us not to forget Palestinians.
Yeah.
There are those who still can be saved.
That's right.
And I want to make sure that we're praying. Not, you know, I don't want us to be prejudice in how we direct our prayers, and make sure that we're praying for those. There's so many that may not be Jews, or you know, so many that can be saved. So I don't want us to forget to pray for them as well.
That's Amen. Right. That's right. That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
You cannot lump everybody together. If you're not this nationality, you're all sinners and you're all hateful and you're all this. That's like saying all blacks eat watermelon. All of us don't. I do, but all of them don't. All blacks like chicken. All blacks don't like chicken. I do. But all black, you can't. Well, I'm just saying, you can't just say all Palestinians, they're all demons. No, maybe you the demon, because you don't know. I mean, you can. Do y'all understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
God got people everywhere.
Yes.
God's got people everywhere.
Yeah.
And I believe down in my soul, all the way past my sneakers, that God's got people in Palestine.
Yeah.
I believe that. Now, as a nation, probably not. As a nation.
Right.
But there are individual people. There are diamonds in the rough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There are diamonds. God's got diamonds everywhere. He picked you out.
Amen.
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 Amen. So this is from in-house. This is sensational.
Oh, our sensational, yeah.
She says for at least the past 8 years, she has been in pain from rotator cuff tendonitis.
Mm.
And it flares up. On the 16th, she was in tears because of the pain without medication, and she couldn't really have it. She was having like an allergic reaction to the medication.
Oh.
Her daughter went and anointed her with the oil that she received from church and walked over and lifted up her hands. She anointed both hands and arms and head with oil. She had been watching you on Sundays praying when she attended service, and she sat quiet in church for service. She's been paying close attention, and she was very aggressive in her prayers.
What?
When she woke up Tuesday morning, there was no...
Yes!
Hallelujah!
The effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much.
Hallelujah!
Those prayers reach heaven. The effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous meets the righteous God.
Thank you, Lord.
And it has incredible power.
Hallelujah.
You can't, you cannot cage God's praises. You can't put God in a box and expect him to operate out of this box. That's not our God. You cannot contain our God. He's greater than massive. He's up, he's everywhere all the time. He is the amazing God.
Hallelujah.
He said, you need to pray. God.
Hallelujah.
And they come here. They come to, they come to service. They hear. They come here. They are our members. They, oh, you, this is a relationship. And you're praying to the eternal God who created everything that there ever was. Without him there could have never been anything. You're talking to the God that spoke and the earth was created.
Yes.
He wants a relationship.
Yes.
Right?
Hallelujah.
I don't want a dead, dry relationship. God wants a passionate relationship.
Yes.
I mean, you can't have passion every moment of the day, all day long, everything, because you never, nothing get done. But there should be times.
Yes.
But there is some fire in that relationship.
Yeah.
There should be times where there's some heat in that relationship. God wants the same thing.
Yeah.
And when you go to God, there should be some time where you go to God and you are passionate about what you're saying to God.
Thank you, Lord.
God wants some fire sometime in his relationship. God don't want a dried up devil. Oh God, it's you know it's me. Here I am again, Lord. Stop humming and singing. Just talk, man. just talk to God and tell him what you got.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Somebody said, I heard a couple days ago, somebody said, I listened. They said, listen, you don't have to sing when you're talking to God. Just talk.
Amen.
They said that ain't how you normally talk.
Amen.
Just talk how you normally talk to God. It's a relationship. You got to put on no show.
Yeah.
Just talk to God.
Yeah.
Is that how you talk to your wife? Oh, honey, I want some toast and coffee now, right now. That ain't how you talk to people. That's not how you normally talk to people.
No.
That's not how you yell at your kids. That's not how you do. Just talk to the man. Just talk to God. It's a relationship. Relation. Amen.
Amen.
Just talk to him. Now, if the Spirit of God hits you and you get all, you know, I get that too, because I've been there, done that. That's okay too. But that ain't got to be every time you open your mouth.
Amen.
You ain't got to put on no show to talk to God. Just be who you is.
Amen.
Just be who you are. Okay, I'll get an amen from somebody. That's all you gotta do. You can't do that part. I forgot what I'm praying for. Oh, so what I, all that,
amen.
All that to say this, y'all okay now? We get offended? No, no. I said all that to say this. She heard the prayer. She took in what she heard.
Yes.
And she exercised what she learned.
Yes.
She had faith in what she was doing, and God heard her cry.
Yes.
And he answered her prayer.
Yes.
Because it was an effectual, fervent prayer.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And we give God praise. Amen. We can drop the mic.
You didn't even let me finish.
Oh, that's more? Well, go on. When you say something.
She said when her daughter was praying, she really had no hope of being pain free. But when she woke up, there was no pain.
Mm.
It has not returned.
Mm.
And she was reminded of her daughter saying, be healed.
Yes.
Her daughter's 15 years old.
15.
And she said,
be healed.
Yes. And she has not experienced anything.
Incredible. And I'm thankful.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm thankful. Oh my God. I'm thankful. I'm thankful that somebody, it's so wonderful that when you are walking and obedient to God and someone sees your obedience and they duplicate what you do because they believe that you believe.
Yes.
And then they do it with passion because they truly believe. And then God confirms it.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. That's what this is about.
Yes.
Not just to operate here.
Yes.
What you going to do with what you learned?
Yes.
Who are you going to listen, I was explaining to somebody once about how God does. And then when a bird eats fruit or animals eat fruit, they eat the whole fruit and then they go. When their body processes that fruit and they leave their little gifts, the seeds are inside what they left. Y'all follow me so far?
Mm-hmm.
They're not eating in this spot and staying in this spot. They're grabbing the food from here and they're going somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And they're placing seeds, the birds, the animals, and they're dropping seeds everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Those seeds have an opportunity to grow.
Yes.
And grow. Anybody follow what I'm saying now?
Amen.
So they pick up a little something here. It's not, you can get the fruit here. If God's got something for you here, come here and get it.
Uh-huh.
Don't deposit it here.
Yeah.
Take it wherever God is sending you.
Yes.
And let it grow. And let it grow. Let it grow. Mother Sharon took what she got here and then took it out to other people that may have never heard anything about God.
Yes.
And then they're taking what they've gotten and then they're taking it to somebody else.
Yes.
And then somebody's taking it to somebody. And that's how things go global.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Because you don't deposit it where you get it.
You
take it wherever God leads you.
Yes.
And God will.
Amen.
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 And then you've got, and then you wonder how people all over the world know about this. I wonder how that, because seeds.
Yes.
Seeds have been planted from every people that you may never meet, people that you have never met, have heard something about what God has spoken to you that affected them, that they took to somebody else.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all thought, am I right?
Yes.
Amen. All right. Come on, girl. Did I let you finish?
You let me finish.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. Amen. You're about to run off on.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
I'm just playing.
Amen.
So we've been praying this week for baby Tucker.
Baby Tucker, the 33rd.
The baby that was,
yes, we have.
He was born premature.
Yes, 34 months. I mean, weeks.
34 weeks, uh-huh. Premature. And, you know, he was born.
The tongue.
In his right ear, and his lip and his tongue was tied.
Mm-hmm.
So he went
mm-hmm.
for his 1 week appointment
okay.
to have his tongue evaluated.
Uh-huh.
Yes. The tongue tie is gone.
Yes. The tongue tie is gone. Prayer changes things. The effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. All of you that have been praying for these children, all of you that have been praying for the people of God, all of you have been praying. God delivers. Oh my God.
Hallelujah.
Oh my God. We look. Drop the mic. Let's go. Amen. Oh my goodness. Oh, did I drop?
Really dropping the mic.
Am I dropping the mic? Oh, I'm sorry. Amen. Oh my God. Keep going. Keep going.
I told you.
Oh my goodness.
Hallelujah. The tongue tie is gone and he's nursing well. Even though he was a preemie, he wasn't due until June 3rd.
What?
His weight has increased.
Yes.
The jaundice has improved.
Yes.
Oh my God. Yes. Look at that.
Who has suffered from depression during pregnancy and
changes. Uh-huh.
She's doing so much
better. Oh my God. Look at God.
Hallelujah.
This is the work of the Almighty God. This is the absolute work of the Most High God. God did this.
Jesus.
He may have used us to send up the prayer, but he did all the work.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. God, you cannot beat God. God will do what he said he will do. He wants somebody to trust him.
Yes.
He wants, God wants emuna. Y'all remember what that is? He wants faithful relationship. He wants you to be faithful to him. He wants you to love him. He wants, he don't want you to just have faith. He wants you to live, walk, breathe your relationship with God.
Yes.
He wants emuna. Don't tell me you love me. Show me you love me.
Yes.
Good morning. Good morning. I don't want to look anything can talk. Radios talk. That don't mean much or nothing, but I need you to show me. If all you're doing is talking, all we got is a Gabby relationship. It ain't even a relationship. We just talking.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Do you love me? I don't know. I ain't seen nothing but talk.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you love me, I should be able to have something I could put my hands on.
Yes.
There should be some proof somewhere. Yes. If you actually made a cake, shouldn't the room be smelling like something? Shouldn't there be an aroma in the house about it? If you made a cake, or some brownies, shouldn't there be some evidence of that even before they're done? There should be some smell good in the house just floating around. Does somebody walking past the street, I say, ooh, somebody made some brownies.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody ought to be able to tell something's going on even if they can't see it.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Come on, somebody. Amen. I know it's just a couple of us. Hey, Ruben, come on up here. Stop bouncing your foot. Come on up here. Just stand over here. Come on. Amen. I ain't got David. I got you. Stand in there. You stand in the amen corner right over here. Amen. I need a couple of them brothers back, sisters. Hey, come on up here, Leslie. You need to get on over here. Come on, y'all. Y'all should have knew I was going to call you. Get on up here. I need a couple of amen people up here. Amen. God himself is worthy.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead, sister.
Well, we just heard from Robert.
Which one's Robert?
Robert Violet.
Oh, Robert.
His issues with his gallbladder is gone.
What?
Oh my God. Lord, trying to get us crying up here. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Oh my
God. The issues with his gallbladder are gone.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Father. Yes.
What's going on?
You are so
faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful. Healing and deliverance. The effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. It means a lot to God. It means something to God when you talk to him out of relationship. Oh my God. Robert, is that look? Oh my God. God meant what he said. God meant what he said. He meant it. He said, ask and it shall be given. He said, seek and ye shall find. He said, knock and the door shall be opened. God is serious about his relationship with his children. He means it. He wouldn't have said it if he didn't mean it. If God promised you something, God will deliver. Amen. If God promised you something, God will deliver. God cannot lie.
Thank you, Jesus.
It is impossible for God to lie. Because even if it didn't exist before he spoke, by the time he finished speaking, boom, there it is.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. God cannot lie. Why he's so excited? Because listen, when I met my wife, I was excited. When you're in a new relationship, you get excited.
Yeah.
When you get a new job, you get excited.
Yes.
When a new baby comes in the house, you get excited.
Yes.
But when it comes to God, it's all
God.
I get excited. I don't know, but you know what? Maybe he hasn't done for you what he's done for me. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
Maybe you haven't been delivered as many times as I've been delivered.
Yeah.
Maybe you haven't been forgiven as much as I've been forgiven.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't know him as well as you could know him, but I'm telling you, he's delivered me more times than I can count. He has forgiven my sin more times than I can remember. He has done more. When people are trying to kill me, he shielded me. When they thought I was nuts, he turned around and showed them they were the ones that were. Listen, when I talk about God, I get excited because I am passionate about God. I am very passionate about my relationship with God. I'm very passionate about my relationship, and I don't have a problem showing my passion for God.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
That's just the way I am.
Yes.
That's just the way. Now, if you show passion a different way, that's cool.
Hallelujah.
That's cool. I ain't worried about nothing. if that, however you show God passion, you do what you do. This is how I show it.
Yes.
Amen. If you show passion a different way, God bless you.
Yes.
This is me.
Yes.
Amen. This is just how I, this is how I roll.
Hallelujah.
Because I don't have a problem with screaming out the name of Jesus. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem. I don't have a, oh my God. Maybe part of my problem is I grew up in a holiness church and they knew how to shout.
Oh.
They knew how to do, you know what I mean? They knew how to, you know, pick them up and put them down. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be juicing them. And maybe that's my problem, but whatever happened, I'm glad it is what it is. Amen. Amen. Because I feel like shouting right now, but I don't want to show none of y'all up. Amen. What? They done ran off. They done left me. Oh, y'all been there.
Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. But these are worth shouting for. Amen.
Yes.
God is moving.
Yes.
These are praise reports that we
yes.
have prayed.
Yes.
And before the throne.
Please, yes.
Each and every one of these. I'm excited that
yes.
God is delivering
yes.
all these prayers. And he always yes. does. He's always so faithful.
Yes.
So we get to like.
We get to share it. Yes.
Yes.
That's what we're so excited
Hallelujah.
About.
Yeah.
And you should be excited too.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Your prayers have helped bless somebody else. That will bless somebody else. That will bless somebody else. They're like those seeds. They don't just stay in that one spot. When they eat that fruit, they carry that seed somewhere else and they deposit it somewhere. And then somebody else get a chance to enjoy what you've enjoyed. It just keeps going. Oh, see, God is brilliant. He allowed it where it just keeps going. Just keep repeating itself. It just keeps repeating itself. The miracles just keep repeating itself. The growth just keeps repeating itself over and over and over. And over. That's the way God wanted it to be.
Yes.
He wants. He does.
Testimony.
Oh, you are healed. Oh my God.
Hallelujah.
I cannot reach out and physically touch you, but maybe my passion, my excitement can reach out and touch you. And then you can take that touch and share it with somebody else. Amen. That's how that works. God's not trying to stifle anybody. He doesn't want it to stay. Church is not this building. This is just where we meet. This is just where we keep the stuff that we can't keep somewhere else. This is the church right here. Church is not this building. Church is here. You're the church. God, you're the church. You're supposed to represent God. People should be able to come to you and see Christ.
Yes.
Whether they're in this building or not, they should see you and see Christ.
Yes.
Anybody say amen?
Hallelujah.
All right.
Amen.
Go ahead.
This is the last one. It's a praise report.
Lord have mercy. I don't know if I can take much more. Oh my goodness. I don't know how much more I can take. Be like Fred Sanford. Oh my goodness. It's a big one. Amen.
On Friday, Warhammer reached out because her nephew was scheduled for an emergency hernia operation in 3 hours.
Wow.
Before we could even get the prayers,
Jesus,
they canceled. It was not an emergency.
Woo!
And I answered while you were yet speaking.
Thank you, Jesus.
That ain't none but scripture. That's just God all over the place.
You,
anybody
Lord.
That says God does not work miracles,
you,
they don't know God.
Amen.
That's all. They don't have, their relationship is not what it should. If you think that miracles were only happening back in the day, then clearly you don't have a relationship with God that you should have.
Amen.
Because our God is the same, what did he say? Yesterday, today, and forever. So if our God was doing miracles back in the day, and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, then it sounds to me like he's still doing miracles today.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. And if our God was still powerful and almighty back in the day, and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, it sounds to me like he's still powerful and strong and mighty. So the same today.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That water. That life-giving water that he pours in each of us has the same strength no matter how many times he pours it.
Yes.
No matter how many glasses he pours it in, it's the same. When Jesus came down, he was God in the fullness. He was every bit of God. He was God when he came down. And then when he shared himself with us, God here, God here, God here. And it was never diluted. It was the same God. That's why God was with us, because it's the same God. It's this. Oh, goodness. I wish I could explain that better. Amen. Just grab, look at some videos. You'll see. Amen.
I need you to pray for my friend Eddie. He's in the hospital. His pancreas is not working well.
So I need
you to pray for him.
Let's pray. Can we pray right now?
Yes. Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, you are worthy. You are worthy of all praises. What's his name?
Eddie.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, Father, speak to Eddie.
Yes.
Speak to his pancreas.
Yes.
Speak to his pancreas.
Yes.
Let your perfect will be done.
Yes.
Healing and deliverance.
Yes.
Give him a testimony. Give him not just a testimony. Give him that testimony.
Yes, Lord.
We're asking for that testimony.
Yes.
Not just a testimony,
yes,
but that testimony.
Hallelujah.
God,
hallelujah.
If there is any sin, remove it.
Yes.
If there's any doubt, remove it.
Yes.
If there's anything in him that is not like you, remove it.
Yes.
Replace it with your light, with your love,
yes,
with your peace,
yes,
with your healing.
Yes.
Father, la rosharita mia. You said ask and it shall be given.
Yes.
You said seek and we shall find. You told us to knock and the door would be open.
Yes.
We're doing all the things that you have asked in faith.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We want to hear the testimony. We want
yeah.
to hear. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Before we call it a day, anybody need some prayer?
Hallelujah.
Come on. Come on, mama.
Elizabeth said that last week she was having symptoms of COVID, but she went to the doctor and found out she had pneumonia.
Oh, amen. We're going to pray for Elizabeth right now. Malati Shariam. I need to anoint my hands. I need somebody to stand in for Elizabeth.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Mother. I appreciate that.
Thank you,
amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. We still got a couple minutes, y'all, before we have to go off. So let's, if you have a prayer request, let's get it in.
Amen.
I mean, Asia, and you next, baby. Asia, anything on the chat room? See me? Yeah? Okay. She's standing. Nick is standing for Elizabeth, and then we're gonna pray with you. She's like, yup. Like you're only me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we praise you because you are the only healer. You share your healing with others, but you are the great healer.
Yes,
you share your greatness with others, but you are the only great one.
Yes.
You share your goodness among others, but you are the only one that's good.
Yes.
We thank you.
Thank you.
For tabernacling among us.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
For being a part of the ministry that you yourself created.
Yes, Father.
It is no greatness of ours because we have none. It is no wisdom of ours because we have none. It is not of our own, but it's only of you, Father.
Thank you.
Through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're praying for Wendy.
Elizabeth.
That you would heal her of pneumonia.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Forgive her of all sins and forgive her of all sins and unrighteousness.
Yes.
Cleanse her heart and her mind. But move in her family. Move in her environment. Move in her situation,
yes, in the name
that
of
you will get all the praise,
yes,
all the honor, and all the glory,
yes,
in the mighty name of the only name of the one that can save,
yes,
Jesus Christ our Lord.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
Hello, Otiviaha. Wash her hands, anoint her hands, and let's get praying for it.
Yes.
I'm going to call you Elizabeth. Leslie. Amen. Oh, I know who you are, girl. I ain't gonna never forget that. Amen. She said, oh. Amen. I want you, yeah, amen. I want you to know that you don't have to be in this building. I don't have to be the one laying hands on you for God to heal you, for God to deliver you. If you are a child that we serve prayerfully, we're serving the same God. Prayerfully, we're looking to the same God. If we're serving the same God, and the God, my God has no respect to person, and you're walking by faith and not by sight, you're trusting that he is who he said he is, and your light is on, You can pray the same God I pray to, and he'll answer you the same way he answers me. Amen?
Amen.
You have to believe that God is who he said he is. You have to trust that God will do what he said he'll do. You have to walk by faith and not by sight. Let God be God. Don't put God, if God don't come this way, it couldn't have been God. No, it could have been God. You just don't have a clear understanding of who God is. God can come any way he chooses. If God can use a dove and a donkey, God can use a rock to prove his point.
Yeah.
God does, and Reuben, you're next. God can choose any vessel he wants to speak, to operate through. God will use sinners to get a message to a saint.
Yes.
Amen, somebody.
Amen.
God will use the worst demon you know to bless your house with food.
Amen.
Amen. You can't put God in a box. You have to allow God to do what God does.
Yes.
And God is awesome in everything he does.
Yes.
Let God be awesome in your prayer life.
Amen.
Let God be awesome when you speak about him. Let God's awesomeness flow through you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank
if you are his child,
yes.
I want some of me to flow through my children.
Yes, Lord.
The way I walk, the way I talk, the way I think, something somebody can identify. Oh, that's your daddy. I recognize that. That's just you, just like your daddy. I'm like, thank you. God wants the same thing. God wants somebody to look and say, ooh, you must know Jesus. And you say, by the matter of fact, I do. God wants his awesomeness to flow through you. It doesn't make you awesome. It makes the God you serve awesome. You just look awesome. Amen. We get to look awesome because our Father is awesome.
Amen.
I can go on this all day. Oh my God. I see I got a jiggle, my little jiggle in my leg there, y'all. Trying to stomp it out. Come on, can I get a drummer? Can I get it? Okay. Amen. I mean, you stole my scum. Did you anoint her hands? Okay, did you anoint mine?
He was off.
A little offbeat. Amen. It's been a minute. It's been a minute since I got a chance to shout around the house. Amen. Oh, but it's still there. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you are awesome. Everything about you is awesome. Your choices, your wisdom, everything about you is amazing. You created awesome, which makes you greater than awesome. Because the created cannot be greater than the creator. So God is greater than awesome. God, whatever my daughter needs, whatever your daughter needs, speak it into her atmosphere. From your throne, and it is done in the name of Jesus. Whatever she desires, because Lord, her heart is yours.
Yes, Lord.
I see clearness. Clearness. I don't see any obstruction between you and the Lord. I don't see any obstruction. I don't see it, because if I saw it, I'd tell it. I don't see any obstruction. I see a clear path. A clear path to righteousness. As we stand in a gap with her and for her, let your light so shine in her that men will see your light in her and glorify you, Father, which is in heaven. If there is anything in her atmosphere that is not like you, remove it, cast it out in the name of Jesus, that your blessings will flow and that your word will flow through her. If there's any sin in her atmosphere, remove it in the name of Jesus, that you will get all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. From this moment, you are healed. Ah! From this moment, you are healed. From this moment, you are blessed. From this moment, in the name of Jesus, I walk in my healing. I walk in my deliverance. Even if the doctors can't see that I'm healed, I know that I'm healed. And I will claim my healing in the name of Jesus. Even though my friends can't see my deliverance, I will claim my deliverance in the name of Jesus. Because I walk by faith and not by sight. And what God said is done, it is done.
Yes.
What God said it is, it is. Ah! So walk by faith and not by sight, and let God be awesome in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God is about toast. God is awesome. There's my little brothers. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come here, Reuben. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
While they're doing that, I'll do this. Amen. Amen. Sensational. Girl, we just read the ice. Oh, my goodness. Just out the box. Awesome. Amen. Oh, my goodness. Amen. I can't praise God enough. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I need a couple of men, a couple of you brother soldiers, come stand with Reuben. Yeah. Matter of fact, I need all you soldiers come stand with Reuben. Yeah. If salt's in the house, I need some salt up here. Amen. Oh, Timi Salano, Hoshada, Hikishoman. For God himself is worthy of all praises. Hallelujah. I know I saw a little salt shaker around here somewhere. If you see him, amen, well, bring the salt inside. Amen. Malota, amen.
Hallelujah.
Brother, stand behind him. Stand behind him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want you to know, my brother.
Yes.
I forgot your name. I want you to know that God heard.
Yes.
He heard your cry. He sees your struggle to stay in relationship. He sees the obstacles. And he sees the passion that you have to be with him.
Yes.
The Lord says, I will remove the obstacles.
Amen.
He said, when I start moving them, you let them stay gone.
Yes.
Amen.
Because I will replace it with something that I've created.
Hallelujah.
He said, as I remove those stones that you couldn't move, he said, I'll replace it with something that I've created for you. He said, so when I do the impossible, know it was me. Ah!
Hallelujah.
He said, it is done.
Yes.
God!
Hallelujah.
He said, it's done.
Hallelujah.
He said, I've captured the tears. He said, I have examined the pain. He said, it is done.
Thank you, Lord.
Reuben in the net of salt, he says, have you heard my cry for you? He says, have you heard my plea for you? God! He said, you know too much to be in this position. He said, you know too much about me. He said, it wouldn't make sense for you not to be with me in your fullness. He said, it doesn't make sense. He said, I need you to step it up.
Hallelujah.
He said, the authority, he said, the Holy Spirit is still in you for now. God! He said, let the Spirit that I have placed in you remove the sin that tries to distract you so that I can heal you and we will walk together forever. He said, don't let this opportunity pass you by. He said, you have no idea the blessings that I have stored up for you, not just in heaven, but here. But you have to come and get them. You have to claim them. I'm not going to just send it to you. You have to claim them. And you must walk in spirit and in truth. Fight it. Fight harder. God. He said, when you've done all you can to stand, what does the Bible say do after that?
Stand
anyway, or stand therefore.
Yes.
He said, when you've done all you can, he said, then keep standing.
Yes.
I'll take it from there. He said, I love you. Don't let our love be wasted. Father God, in the name of Jesus, do you accept what I was just spoken to you, Reuben?
Yes.
Anoint Reuben's head with oil. Repeat after me, Reuben. I can do all things.
All things.
Through Christ.
Through Christ.
Yeah. Say through Christ.
Through Christ.
No, say it like you mean it. Through Christ.
Christ.
Say it like you mean it. Through Christ. Through Christ. Say it like you're crying out to him. Through Christ.
Through Christ.
Christ.
Hallelujah.
That strengthens me. That strengthens me. Say it.
It strengthens me.
Do you want the strength of God?
Yes.
Do you want the passion of Christ?
Yes.
Do you want the Father God, in the name of Jesus, you understand the cares and pressures of this life. It is pressure to leave. It is pressure not to stand straight in the presence of God. It is pressure to step away from God, the pressures of this life, the inconsistencies, the doubts, the things that come with being in this life. We rebuke them from Reuben.
Yes.
That they will not remove him from your presence.
Yes, Lord.
That he will not receive them as his. Look at me, Reuben. Look at me. Just because people say that you are does not make you that person. Just because people, just because we have here and we have there. Just because people, sometimes our worst enemy is our past, because we can't forget where we came from. You understand what I'm saying? Sometimes because we can't forget where we came from, we cannot picture ourselves any further. Because we're always reminded, you were this, you were that, you did this, and you did that. But let me tell you, that's not God. That's the enemy. Because once God forgives you, once you say, Lord, forgive me of all my sin and unrighteousness, I need your forgiveness. Father, forgive me, forgive me. You're forgiven. God does not deal with guilt. God deals with conviction. Once he convicts you, you repent. It's done. Satan deals with guilt. He wants to remind you how much God had to deliver you from. He wants to remind you how bad you used to be. He doesn't want to tell you where you are. He wants to remind you where you were. God does not deal with your past once he forgives you now. When God says you're forgiven of the past, you're forgiven of where you are right now, it's done. What we have to do is ask the Lord, teach me how to forgive me. Because so many people cannot forgive themselves for what they used to be. And the enemy uses that as a weapon against them. But God says, whom I have set free, what?
Free,
they are free indeed. In other words, none of that stuff matters to God anymore. So you have to learn how to forgive you. Because if you cannot forgive you, you cannot be forgiven. Did you know that? You don't want to go your whole life knowing how great God is and not be forgiven. Because all of it would have been a waste of time for you. You don't want to do that. You have to ask God, teach me how to forgive me. And once you learn how to forgive you, all the things the enemy tried to bring up to remind you of who you were, you say, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus, because that's not me anymore. I used to be 12. I'm not 12 anymore. Why am I guilty about something I did when I was 12? I'm not 12 anymore. I'm not going to be 12 anymore. So that no longer applies to me. When Satan gives it to you, you give it back. Stop claiming stuff that God has forgiven you for. Can you do that? You've got a lot of brothers to help you. You are not alone.
Hallelujah.
You are not alone.
Hallelujah.
This is not your fight. This is our fight.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. So take Reuben and pray with him. Take him and pray with him. Amen. We're going to go. Amen. Give me some hug, brother.
I love you.
We're going to go. Amen. We give God praise. We magnify him for all that he did and all that he's done. We thank you for being with us during this prayer. We're asking that you keep us lifted up and all the people that make this happen. God uses so many people. A couple of them are out in the audience just smiling like Chester Cheetah. Amen. Got a Kool-Aid smile on her. She just as gorgeous as she want to be. God used so many people to Pastor Drea and Pastor Nikki, Pastor Sandy, myself, all the ministers, the people that are behind the scenes, people like Lisa and Janelle, and just a host of people that we could, God has put in place to make this happen. Mother Sharon, Mother Niera, just Tahira,
Abigail,
Asia, just Ryan, just people, just people, just people that love God.
Yes.
And so please keep us lifted up, because I hope that one day when I say in the cloud or in the crowd, it will be in the crowd. I mean, in the cloud.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. God bless you, daughter. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Okay, I can't hear you.
I know. I'm just unplugging.
I mean, you can link.